On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 2 of 5 for improving workplace safety, culture, and performance. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
We prioritize your safety every week by providing you with Warehouse Safety Tips. While diverse in their application, these tips share commonalities crucial for protecting you and your fellow staff members. So when you see or hear what appears as repeats, realize the information is just that important. Operating in industrial environments such as factories and warehouses inherently involves risks, but we can significantly mitigate these hazards by adhering to regulations and implementing industry best practices. Today, we want to emphasize several safety measures that require your attention and cooperation. Number one, mandatory safety training attendance at all scheduled safety training sessions is non-negotiable. These programs are designed to equip you with the knowledge to identify and mitigate potential hazards. Please engage actively during these sessions and seek clarification on any unclear points. Remember, thoroughly understanding our safety procedures is your best defense against workplace injuries. Number two, continuous policy awareness. Our safety policies are dynamic, evolving in response to new regulations and emerging best practices. It's your responsibility to stay informed about these changes. Regularly reviewing our updated safety protocols is essential to ensure compliance and maintain a secure work environment. Number three, proactive hazard reporting. Immediate reporting of any observed safety concern is crucial. This includes unsafe conditions, equipment malfunctions, or potential hazards. Swift identification allows for prompt, corrective action, enhancing workplace safety. Please don't assume that others have reported hazards. Your vigilance could prevent a serious incident. Number four, proper utilization of PPE or personal protective equipment. The constant and correct use of personal protective equipment is mandatory. Ensure your PPE is appropriate for your specific tasks, in good condition, and properly fitted. Remember, PPE serves as your last line of defense against workplace injuries. And last but certainly not least, number five, adherence to safe work practices. Strict compliance with established safety procedures is non-negotiable. Please monitor your surroundings, operate equipment only as intended, and stop taking shortcuts. Prioritizing safety not only prevents injuries, but also contributes to operational efficiency. Maintaining a safe workplace is a collective responsibility that demands proactive measures and individual accountability. By remaining informed, properly reporting hazards, and consistently adhering to safety protocols, each of us plays a vital role in fostering a safer and more productive work environment. Your commitment to these safety principles is very much appreciated and important to continued success in maintaining a secure workplace. As always, be sure to follow the rules and regulations of your specific facility. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.